USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. While Washington decides how much more support to send Ukraine in its war against Russia, Ukrainian forces confirm they have pulled out of the key city of Avdiivka. It is the second significant loss for Ukraine along the front line since Russian troops managed to advance into Bakhmut last year. Meanwhile, there's a new bipartisan foreign aid bill crafted by an equal number of House Republicans and House Democrats that would send more help to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and help the Pentagon replace weapon stocks sent for allies overseas.
If Ukraine will be alone, you have to understand what will be. Russia will destroy us, destroy Baltic, destroy Poland, and they can do it.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on a CNN foreign affairs panel, the bipartisan $66 billion House measure, unlike its $95 billion Senate counterpart, does not include much of the humanitarian assistance, but rather focuses heavily on allied military needs. The bill also includes provisions for U.S. Central Command to keep up the fight against radical Islamic forces in the Middle East. Former President Trump has suggested the U.S. offer loans and not direct handouts. Trump, very clear about how he feels about the order to pay over $350 million in his New York civil fraud trial.
This judge thought Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million and it's worth anywhere from 50 to 100 times that amount. So we realized that. He ruled against me before he even got the case. He ruled against me, said I was guilty. He didn't know what I was guilty of.
Trump will most likely have to pay the $355 million before he can appeal. On that note, perhaps you're interested in a pair of new Trump sneakers. Shortly after the verdict, the former president announcing at Philadelphia's SneakerCon Saturday that he believes the shoes will be a major success. The website selling the shoes also features a perfume and cologne on sale for $100 each. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The FDA is approving Xolair as the first and only medicine for people with one or more food allergies. It's an injectable asthma medication, and after clinical testing, it showed it helped people who had food-related allergic reactions. During the testing, the study showed a significantly higher proportion of food allergy patients as young as 1 year treated with Xolair could tolerate small amounts of peanut, milk, egg, and cashew without an allergic reaction compared to a placebo. The medication has been out since 2003. For food allergies, the patient would take the med for about 10 months at a cost of around $3,600 per month. The White House is speaking directly to concerns related to a national security threat flagged by the chair of the House Intelligence Committee last week, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly. Lawmakers were briefed on Capitol Hill last week. There's likely to be a renewed call from the UN for a new ceasefire agreement in Gaza this week. By Tuesday, UN leaders are set to vote on a resolution calling for another pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. The UN would issue the call based on humanitarian needs inside the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.